Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
All right.
Yo, yo, yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yo, yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. And Tony.
Yo.
Phillies World Series, as we predicted at the start of the season before anybody else did. And of course, the other story here, just as huge, just as predictable, the Yankees absolutely blowing it, getting swept by
trash.
The Astros, who didn't even need to horribly cheat this time.
Yep.
Anyway, we're bringing on a guest today who can truly help us shed light on what went wrong for New York. You know, sure, he was a 2009 World Series champion with the Yankees. No thanks to him, of course. He batted a paltry 133 in the postseason and a .083. How would you even say that? I've got to figure that out.
I don't even know how you calculate that.
You say 83? Is that what you'll say? Anyway, maybe we'll ask him. All right. That's what he batted in the ALDS, Tony. Anyway, clearly he is the perfect person to give us insight into how the Yankees totally blew it. Nick Swisher.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to get into all our top stories as usual. But first, got to get a little business out of the way.
Yep.
An ad read for our good friends at Big League Chew. Do you chew gum by the stick? Well, what's the matter with you?
Yeah. What are you, a bird? You should be chewing gum by the handful.
Exactly. Big League Chew. Bubble gum for real men.
Yeah.
Big League Chew. All right. You know, The reason people love this show, when we get huge ratings, we get right into things. So we're not going to waste anyone's time
Fluff.
Without further ado, here we go. Let's get into our top story.
Top story.
First story out the gate, of course, the Phillies in the World Series, while the Yankees blow the big one. And you know, Tony, on the subject of blowing, we were blowing up on TikTok this week, you know, with our terrific take.
Of course.
Especially the one where we pointed out, you know, the Yankees, who are going home early, well, their payroll is way, way higher than the Phillies' payroll. Now, people, they didn't want to believe this, so they come at us and they say, what do you mean it's higher? There's only a $9 million difference. $9 million difference? Suddenly, that's not a lot of money. Shame on you people, right, Tony? Shame on them.
Yeah, we know a lot of people, not us, but a lot of people that could use that kind of money. Again, not us. We are doing very well for ourselves, just to be clear. But other people could use $9 million.
Yeah, if you want to be one of those elitist pigs out there who wants to tell us $9 million is not a lot of money, well, you know, tell that straight to the face of Philly's hero relief pitcher, Sir Anthony Dominguez, who just delivered a clutch six-out playoff save and is only making a paltry $725,000 this season.
Yeah,
absolutely over there, underpaid, right, Tony?
Yeah, exactly. Struggling to put food on the table.
Yeah. $9 million could get you, what, 40 Sir Anthony Dominguez's, and that's how you talk.
Yeah, show some respect.
Yeah, you want to say $9 million is not a lot of money?
Please.
Well, tell that to Phillies legend Mike Schmidt. You know,
exactly.
We looked this up before the show. You know, between the years 1982 and 1985, 4 years in there, Tony, Mike Schmidt only made $9 million total, and he was the league's top player. So, you know, $9 million is clearly a lot of money if it was enough to buy Mr. Mike Schmidt.
Yeah.
But you know, Tony, we're not going to let negativity take over the show. We're going to have some positivity
hit
through, as we're also known for. And, you know, in the midst of all this Philly celebration, you know, we saw a great interview this week, Tony. You know, it's so great when you see a former player come on to speak positively, you know, about the franchise he used to play for.
Nothing
better. You know,
that's
when you get real honest talk, you know, and that was absolutely the case out of what we saw from Philly's champion and legend, Ryan Howard, you know, from that terrific 2008 championship team. He went on the beloved Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max show on ESPN, aka KGM, for all the viewers there, you know, all thousands of them, however. But, you know, he shared some terrific insight on this show. Hey, listen to this.
All right, so in order to get to a championship, what do you think is the biggest key for the Phillies going against the Astros in the World Series?
Man, the biggest key is they just got to continue to just be themselves, play their game. You know, you got to go in. Hey, everybody always says, if you're going to be a championship team, man, you got to win on the road. So got to go into Houston, a little bit of hostile territory. At least, you know, come away with a split if you can and bring it back to Philly.
Wow.
You know, incredible.
So much terrific insight and wisdom to unpack there. You know, I don't even know where to start, Tony. But first, you know, he is 100% right, because, you know, you see so many teams, they get to the series and they incorrectly think, you know, they say to themselves, we need to stop doing all the things that got us here.
Yep. We see it all the time.
Yeah. And, you know, another point he made there, which is just spot on terrific. He explained that teams need to win on the road. You know, this is where teams always go wrong, Tony. They get to the series and they forget the importance of winning on the road. Isn't that right?
Yeah, if you make it to the World Series, the first thing you should do is get the schedule and then count the number of games home versus away. If the number of games that are away is larger than the number of games at home, then you must make it a priority to win at least one road game. If you don't win one road game, then you will not have won enough games to win the championship.
Terrific analysis there, Tony. What a way to break it down for the audience so they could understand it. And, you know, again, terrific thoughts there by Mr. Ryan Howard. Thank you for that. Now, turning our attention to the NFL, of course, the Eagles were on a bye week, so they maintain their 6-0 status as the best team in football. But, of course, Cowboys fans, you know, they're getting all carried away because they beat the Lions.
Please.
You know, whatever. But, you know, another angle here, Tony, that we're seeing, you know, people are bagging on Dak Prescott because he apparently chose to come back against the Lions and not a better team, you know, later on. But what I don't understand here, why are people criticizing him for that? That, you know, this is the smart strategy by Dallas. Isn't that right, Tony?
Yeah, makes total sense. In fact, we don't want to help the Cowboys, but we suggest that they stick with this strategy. Put Dak in for the easy games against the Lions and other horrible teams, then rest the better and not as old QB, Cooper Rush, for the harder games that Dak stands no chance of winning.
Great point, Tony. And, you know, you always have to favor youth over experience. And, you know, Dak is extremely old and
Absolutely.
Decrepit compared to Cooper Rush. You know, just You know, we went ahead with this and we actually laid out the QB plan for the Cowboys moving forward. This is what they should do. Bench Dak for the next four games against the Bears, Packers, Vikings, and Giants, but then have him come in for a solid and simple three-game stretch against the Colts, Texans, and Jags before Cooper Rush takes the field against the Eagles. There you go, right, Tony?
Such terrific advice. I hope they take it, and I also hope they don't, as it will help them.
That is totally a concern, Tony, but we have to turn our attention to other matters there, of course.
Yep.
I'm talking about Phillies World Series, Yankees blowing it, and here to discuss it all, I see our guests coming on the line. So let's bring them on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
Okay, our guest here is a former baseball player, I guess you could say, of some note, whatever. Yeah, he's out promoting his podcast he's got coming up. He's going to be doing something about sports psychology. I can't figure that out.
What is that? I don't even know.
Anyway, terrible career move there. Anyway, all right, we all know he was a 2009 World Series champion, in quotes, you know, with the Yankees. But what he's most known for, of course, is batting 128 through that postseason and a 0.083. Is that how you'll say that point? Or would you just say 83 in that case? Sorry, I've never read a number that low.
I've never seen something that small.
In the ALDS. Yeah. Anyway, maybe he can shed some light. He obviously knows what it's like to fail on the biggest stage as the Yankees just did. So let's just bring him in here. Nick Swisher, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
What a great entrance, fellas. Really appreciate that love.
Thanks, boys.
You're welcome.
Of course.
You know, tell us, Nick, you know, you struggled, right, with that 0.83 average, right? That it was extremely terrible for you. What do you think was going on with the Yankees? Tell us why they were so terrible, in your expert or non-expert opinion, whatever you'd call it.
Yeah.
Listen, boys, it's a good thing baseball's a team sport, right? I mean, it takes a bunch of guys to get you to that promised land. You guys know that, obviously. Missing out on your boy Bryce Harper all season long. Thank God you had everybody else step up. Now your boy shows up in the postseason.
That's called waiting for the right time instead of chasing 62 home runs.
You know what it is. It's having Rob Thompson, ex-Yankee, Kevin Long,
taking credit. You know, you're just jealous.
Typical.
The Phillies never wanted you.
I'm just saying.
But you know why that is? I'll tell you why that is. Because the Phillies have good. Hey, I'm trying to talk here. Learn how to be a guest.
Don't interrupt the host.
Maybe on your sports psychology show, you can babble on for 4 hours about whatever you're doing. But listen, the Phillies are the better managed organization. And we see that. The Yankees have this huge payroll. Where does it get
Philly
them? Nowhere except a ride home from Houston too early. Phillies manage themselves right. Don't you think the Yankees are the poorly managed organization? Just an embarrassment to the MLB. Come on.
Quite the opposite, my man. 27
World. Oh, yeah. What? 100
years ago?
100 years ago. The last one was in the 90s. What are you going to tell me that we should respect CNC Music Factory for their great contributions?
Exactly. Year they were bringing back games.
Hold on.
Telegraph.
Are you a fan of CNC Music Factory?
If I would have brought up what you guys were talking about last September when the Phillies crumbled, bro. Now you guys are flying high. Feeling real good.
You got swept.
Yeah.
Where's my
broom? You missed a .083, and you're talking about crumbled? Crumbled?
Yeah.
Yes, totally.
You were like an Oreo cookie in that World Series.
Sometimes
crumbling.
You just run into a buzzsaw, you know?
But hold on just a moment. I really do need to talk about the money mismanagement by the Yankees because, of course, you're an expert there, too. They paid you $31 million. And that was over 4 years. We broke that down. It came to about $1 million per hit. Do you feel like you maybe took them for a ride there? You know, you maybe owe them money. You know,
pay it back.
And maybe you should give that silly red hat back too. For all our listeners, he's wearing a red Yankees hat.
Which tells you he's a closet Phillies fan.
Yeah, he must have borrowed that from Vanilla Ice's closet.
If I was a Phillies fan, right now would be when I'm a Phillies fan, especially with what happened to us in the ALCS. Not exactly the best baseball that we've played all year.
Oh,
but you got to remember, I got more friends on that team than you guys would ever think about having on that squad. So anybody should be rooting for the Phillies.
Yeah, you're a traitor. You know, this is what you're doing. Hold on. I see what's going on here. I see what's
sports
going on.
Sports psychology.
You know, yeah, sports psychology. We'll give you sports psychology.
Not working on us.
You, for years, you were so proud to be a Yankees fan. Oh, yeah. So proud. I wore the pinstripes. Then you started to notice the boat was sinking. Needed to jump to another one. So now you got that red Yankees hat. Oh, so strange. You're suddenly wearing
the
color of red, which happens to be in another
very
logo.
Slick.
Come on,
sports
admit it.
Sports psychology.
Yeah, we got you. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, guys, I got no comebacks for you, man. It wasn't our year at all. But if you really want to, you know, listen, I know you guys are living in the moment and really soaking up right now.
Sure.
But yeah, we don't need to talk about what happened in 09. We don't even need to bring that up right now.
Are you kidding me?
You're trying to steer the conversation, so let me steer it for you. You want to talk about the past in history? Well, guess what? Your history, because I'm tired of listening to this.
Yeah.
You're off the show. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Nick Swisher, goodbye. Just in the nick of time. You're getting yankeed off the show. Wannabe Phillies fan.
I don't know why everybody doesn't want to come on this show, man. You guys are so positive. Yeah, it's fantastic.
The line's out the door.
Full Scope Satellite Network.
Is he off the line?
Jay, hang up the phone.
You know, I hate to say it, Tony, but his batting average in that segment was also .083.
Yeah, that's how much he deserved to get paid in his career, $0.083.
Terrific point. Too late for that. Yankees mistake there. Yep. Anyway, we're not going to let that ruin an otherwise terrific show. We want to thank our dear friends at Big League Chew.
Corrections.
If it isn't Mr. Little League Chew, producer Jay.
The worst.
What?
Corrections, guys.
What?
So look.
Go.
You guys said Mike Schmidt made $9 million a year between 1982 and 1985.
Yeah, totally underpaid. What a shame.
Yep.
$9 million in 1982 is the equivalent of $28 million today. You have to adjust the numbers for inflation.
No, what we need to do is adjust the numbers in your salary.
Yeah, we have to adjust your microphone to zero.
Good
now,
one, Tony. There
it.
You go.
Yeah. Yeah. No more. We're done.
What?
No.
What? Go.
Nope. Second.
What?
You said $9 million would get you 40 Sir Anthony Dominguez's?
Yeah.
It's a shame. Underpaid.
Criminally.
No. At his salary of $725,000, it would get you 12.4. Just to be clear, that's a pretty big difference.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a pretty big difference between when it's silent and you're talking.
Yeah. And just to be clear, I hate the sound of your voice.
Can't disagree with that. All right, that's enough value.
No,
what?
You said Dak is old compared to Cooper Rush?
Yeah, washed up. Dinosaur.
Yep. Dak is only 4 months older than Cooper Rush. They're basically the same age. Dak is 29. Cooper's about to be 29.
Oh, yeah, well, you look like you're 29 in dog years, child.
Yeah. I age 29 years every time you open your mouth. Now,
great one, Tony.
That's it.
You know,
we got
that's
him.
It. You know, we got him. Look at him. He's silent. See, that's how you get him silent. You point out the truth there. But you know what? Who won't be silent is all the loyal fans of the show when they hear this news. Just book next week. Nick Foles, Eagles legend, coming on. And, you know, we're going to ask him why he didn't get that Colts starting job, which is an absolute travesty. Anyway, Tony, let's remind the people, follow us on TikTok, on Facebook, on, you know, all our social platforms
we're
just blowing up. And, hey, Tony, also, great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see people next week.
See ya.